Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. When I was a kid, I remember my dad fixing everything. I remember helping him pull a leaky radiator out of the family's car, take it to a shop where I got to watch the mechanic remove the top and bottom tanks, flush out the core, repair the leak, then solder the whole thing back together again, pressure test it, all for about $20. My grandfather was a radio repairman in the Navy during World War II and later worked at Caltrans in Eureka as an electrician, installing and repairing traffic lights. Hanging in his garage was a sign that read, Pop's Shop, and he had bins and cabinets full of random items that he would use to repair just about anything. In my mind, between my dad and my grandfather, they could fix anything. Last weekend, I went to the Fortuna Auto Expo and had a great time. I especially enjoyed admiring all the hard work that goes into taking a car that many others might consider a piece of junk and transforming it into something that strangers walking down the street would stop to admire. There's something in me that finds satisfaction in seeing an item that some people might call junk and turn it into a work of art. A few years back, I went down to John's Auto Wreckers with a friend of mine. As we turned the corner, I saw an old fat-fendered Ford sitting there, and I commented what a beautiful car it was. His response was one of surprise. Where? What car? I said, right there, the blue one. Oh, the one with the broken windows, no tires or wheels, sitting on the gravel, crumpled up front end, that one? I said, yes, that one. Well, he saw a pile of junk headed to the crusher. I saw the potential of a future best of show winner at the next Auto Expo. He saw what it was. I saw what it could be. I struggle with how our society is creating more and more disposable products. I'm not even sure where to look to find a mechanic that can fix a radiator today. In the process of rebuilding my old truck, I began looking for a shop that could re-chrome my bumper. The shop I found in Southern California could do it, but it was actually cheaper to buy a new bumper than to ship my bumper to someone who could fix it. Our community has some extremely talented craftsmen and women. The recent car show was a good example of that, but just drive through town and look at all the Victorian-style houses. Not only did someone design and build these beautiful homes, many have been maintained or repaired to keep their beauty. So what's something that you like to build or rebuild, possibly saving things from the landfill? Working at Teen Challenge has taught me to look at people a little differently too. While some may see a tweaker that no one has any hope for them of ever getting better, I see a son or daughter, lost and hurting, aching for help. I may like to restore old trucks, others restore old houses, my dad and grandpa could fix anything, but God likes to restore people's lives. There's nothing better in life than watching someone who is hopeless and broken give their life to God and allow him to begin the rebuilding process. I've seen families restored, lives rebuilt, people overcome huge odds to get back onto their feet, and build a life that is honoring to God, their family, and the community. My encouragement for you today, trust God. He's the best repairman I've ever met. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.